I Need, and that's the remix. Yo, I don't know why they remix that. I keep it. What's up, Pina? Eh, in my days, hope when I can never tell you because only 2000. Wow. When the song came on, but where I wanna be, it's where I should be. Was I in your heart? In your
song.
Yeah, but so this is the remix. Like sometimes when it's about to Lady Pina the way it's when it dealing thing. So let's enjoy about it because I don't know why they remixed this song. Yeah, no, that was a very, very nice song. It takes me back to my guest, Dako Deep Clufu, Kiri, in those days when I hope Kyaujueta Kiri. Youth, kesha bo chaba, kazo ha sister Bettina erisi yubu shabetu. I'm telling you, there
back
was
then,
nothing. My brother, I'm telling you.
Then.
My brother, I am telling you. I am telling you. It's 17:20 on the UJFM Drive. It's time for us to, of course, profile our beautiful actress. We did mention that she is an actress as well as... she's very famous on TikTok. You guys like TikTok, right? She's
Dominic
hella, hella famous on TikTok. And yo, I was currently working with her on a film.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be profiling her if I didn't think that this person is going to be the next biggest thing right now. So she's been working on a couple of films. I mean, those films are coming out now and et cetera, et cetera. But I thought it was very important for us to get someone so that our listeners like, oh my gosh, I've heard when she actually blows up, which is her harvest season right now.
Yeah.
So our listener can be like, oh my gosh, I remember Khabi.
Yeah.
You know, Khabi Mpole was profiled on the UJFM Drive. You know what I mean?
Days.
And now Bona Winness after Gail. Mokel Osali overseas, it's like Otwere Oscar nomination,
yeah.
Babes. I just thought it's very important for us to give credit where it is due, and be the first people to do so, because everyone else is going to jump on and we'll be like, hey, we were the pioneers of this. We did it best. So we've got a voice note from Khabi. She's going to be answering all the important questions that we have for Career Tuesdays, where she studied, where she started liking, how she started liking acting, what made her want to be an actress, and so on and so forth. Let me stop with the talking and let her do all the talking. Enjoy.
Hi everyone, I go by the name of Khabi Mpole.
Hi Khabi.
Khabi so in full, but everybody calls me Khabi because I think it's much easier. So I'm quite excited to be doing this interview, and yeah, that's just about it. So my love for acting started at a very young age. I don't even want to lie and say I was 3 years old or was 4 years old, because I can't even tell you what I was doing at that age. But I'm pretty sure I was still very young when I discovered that I actually wanted to be an actress. So I decided to follow my dreams by auditioning at the National School of the Arts, and this was back in 2010. The whole time I was studying in Lesotho, of course, but then I just decided, let me come this side, because more opportunities are this side anyway. And I was quite late for my audition, so obviously I did not make it. And thereafter, in the area that I was living in, there were auditions to join this company called Art Adams. It was for art, dancing, drama, music, and singing. And so I just went in for the auditions there. And yeah, there were acting workshops happening. And I learned a few things from there. Currently, the person that I look up to, I don't know if this question is about in the industry as a whole or in the acting industry, but in the acting industry, I could definitely say that I do look up to Usis Tolo. Yeah, Usis Tolo. She's on the river as Skidi Boni. Absolutely, absolutely love her. And Usiloma Kekanube, I've just generally always liked his work. And in the industry as a whole, I would say I look up to Somizi because what? Excuse me. Yeah. So I actually did not even study for acting, but I did a few workshops with Duma Kandlovu Acting Academy. And from there, I stopped being in the acting industry because I just, you know, fell into this huge, as excuse my language, depression. So I stopped for a while, but the moment I stepped back, then I went in to do more workshops with Star Quality, and for me that, you know, just brought me back. It brought my oomph back. And otherwise, I just really watch a lot of things on TV, just, you know, to see people that I look up to and see their work and what they are doing, you know. So, yeah, I have worked on quite a few things. I have worked on Bless Us, the movie with Thibaut Touch. I have worked on In Their Shoes with Ayob. I have, you know, I got my 25 seconds Nyana of fame with Mubango. And yeah, I've been shooting a reality show also called Stud Muffins. So that's basically some of the things that I have been doing. And currently I'm working on something, but obviously I cannot say what exactly, but I am working on something and it's quite exciting. I cannot wait for it to be out there. I've generally always wanted to be an actress. I won't even lie. I don't see myself doing anything else well besides sports. I've just always loved being an actress because I remember as a kid would always play house and Maslali house. I was always Ukarabo Moroka, you know, Tinebe Slali generations, you know, ours was that fancy house, you know, Slali generations. I was Ukarabo Moroka. I had Tau by my side, you know, so really I've always really loved being an actress. I'd always imitate people like Mr. Ibu. I just always had this thing of imitating people and I loved it and my mom loved it and she'd always just, you know, laugh at me. My words of encouragement for kids wanting to follow in my footsteps is be patient. This industry is not for the faint-hearted. You need to be patient. You need to know your worth. Don't fall for anything. People will lie to you. People will exploit you. And just don't fall for anything at all. Just know your worth at all times and just be patient because it just doesn't happen overnight. Like, it doesn't happen overnight. You can just imagine how many auditions a person has been to and how many auditions you just get declined. And that moment when you're just there, you are there. And then they just like, it's not going to work out, you know. It's quite frustrating, but you definitely need to be patient if you want to be in this industry. I always say be patient at all times. My highlights. I think everything that I have done has been such, you know, a great experience for me, you know, because, you know, starting off, it's not easy. At least there's something I'm getting to do. So everything that I have done to me has been a highlight. I appreciate every single moment of everything that I have done. So if you guys want to get a hold of me, you can catch me definitely on Instagram at the Royal Melf, at the Royal _ Melf. And on TikTok, you can catch me Khabi26, at Khabi26. Those are my most used platforms where you can just, you know, slide into the DMs. You get what I'm saying? And yeah, that's just literally about it. I'm the main man, yeah, for my people like Joe Slovo. Never lose, I got a game plan. I don't see for the blessing. I don't want a favorite.
straight, rocking in it. Qual, no stopping, going hard.